Been wrapping it up this morning with Dr. Julie Galthorpe about self-care.
All right, Dr. Julie. So just to summarize, self-care isn't just a glass of wine, right? And a bath or maybe even a yoga class once a week. So what is the bigger picture?
Well, the conversation about self-care, it needs to shift. It's not just about the individual, but creating an environment where you can actually care for yourself in a meaningful way. So as research currently shows, it's a no-go for many people who don't have time, freedom from their job, or the money to make this happen. So we have to be cognizant of that. Realizing, though, that this is an unlevel playing field, even with limited time or access to resources, we do need to start incorporating small, manageable self-care practices. So this can include, if you are someone who's facing all of these barriers, brief mindfulness exercises during breaks. So just learn how to breathe in a way that calms the body. Prioritizing quality sleep, if you can. I realize there's many shift workers out there, but also realizing that body needs time to recover. Setting boundaries, if you can, to manage workload. And if your workload is something that feels like it just keeps piling on, it's realizing that, hey, I might need some help with this, or in terms of my family time, how can I increase some balance? And then try, if you can, to engage in activities that bring some joy and satisfaction, whether that's short walks, reading. Starting small, it can help you build that momentum towards a healthier routine, and that can help foster well-being. Again, realizing, though, that it's not the same for everyone.
Good conversation this morning. I wanted to get this into last week. We were talking about the benefits for mental health with puttering around your home. Mm-hmm. Last weekend, with all the ice going on, with the ice storm, I did a lot of puttering, and it was great.
Did you feel different?
I did. I felt like no expectations, just kind of chill, take my time doing this or that, whatever I was at.
That's great. And I think also those are the times, even when you're doing tasks, mindfulness doesn't mean need to be something that you go find a quiet spot all by yourself. Yeah. Mindfulness can be while you are doing things, and you just take time to tune in to what your senses are as you're carrying through that task. So that's a good way to get started.
Where can people track you down, Dr. Julie Galthorpe?
Well, you can follow us on social media at Dr. Julie Galthorpe RSW. You can also look us up at galthorpetherapist.com, or the old-fashioned way, give us a call, 613-962-1852.